Thank you so much. It is Mike and Kim Burge sharing some good stuff and delighted to be with you. Thank you for sharing your time with us. Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. They are the local, national, and international livestock industry news source. If you want it, this is where you need to go. They also have livestock auction reports. They have columnists, classified ads, special interest sections. Make sure you check out Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and you can do it as easily as going to tsln.com to subscribe.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is inviting you to visit us here in the Valentine area in Cherry County, Nebraska. Check it out. Visit valentine.com or visit valentine.org. Check out the 50 things to do, and there's a whole lot more. Whether it's winter, spring, or summer, check things out. Visit Cherry County, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board welcomes you.
Hey, Mike, it's time to hit the Valentine Police Blotter again. We haven't done any reports lately. Again, Chief of Police Dana Miller and her administrative assistant Bobby Johnson put this Valentine Police report together on a regular basis. Here's a few things that they included recently. A complaint. Things that make us go, you left a medical facility against medical advice. Now you want to file a police report about how you received subpar care because you left AMI. Did you think that one through prior to calling us? My guess is the staff probably knocked it out of the park. They're pretty great people. Here's one also, a report on a disturbance. Get off my lawn. Do not be that person. You were a kid in your previous life. They weren't hurting a thing and weren't even on your property. You certainly didn't need to use the language you chose to emphasize your crabbiness. Kids, I'm sorry you were treated poorly. Not all grown-ups are that ridiculous. And here's another entry on the blotter on found property. How do you find your GPS tracker when you've lost your GPS tracker? That's a highly valuable question.
That's a quandary.
Yep. And suspicious person or a suspicious vehicle. Yo-yo mooch shopper alert. Subject kept going into the store, then back out multiple times, each time seeking merchandise for free. On a positive note, the leech wasn't shoplifting, so that's good to know. Just some lighthearted responses to an otherwise pretty serious business. That's our Chief of Police, Dana Miller, out of the heart city of Valentine, sharing the lightheartedness, their viewpoint of some kind of odd things sometimes.
All right. Well, what else do you have today?
I have a piece called Psychiatrists versus Bartenders. Ever since I was a child, I've always had a fear of someone under my bed at night. So I went to a shrink and told him, I've got problems. Every time I go to bed, I think there's somebody under it. I'm scared. I think I'm going crazy. Just put yourself in my hands for 1 year, said the shrink. Come talk to me 3 times a week and we should be able to get rid of these fears. How much do you charge? $80 per visit, replies the doctor. I'll sleep on it, I said. 6 months later, the doctor met me on the street. Why didn't you come see me about those fears you were having? He asked me. Well, $80 a visit, 3 times a week for a year is an awful lot of money. A bartender cured me for $10. I was so happy to have saved all that money that I went and bought me a new pickup. Is that so? With a bit of attitude, he said. And how, may I ask, did the bartender cure you? He told me to cut the legs off my bed. Ain't nobody under there now. Forget the shrinks. Have a drink. And talk to a bartender. Definitely on the lighter side.
That's right. Here's something from Winston Churchill today. The inherent vice of capitalism is the unequal sharing of the blessings. The inherent blessing of socialism is the equal sharing of misery.
Ooh, wow.
Little political statement in there.
There you go.
Something from our friend Mark Twain. Well, I say our friend. We all like Mark Twain, right?
Yes.
The only difference between a taxman and a taxidermist is that the taxidermist leaves the skin. Another Mark Twain quote, there's no distinctively Native American criminal class, save Congress, maybe. So, all right.
Very good.
What else do you have today?
Well, I just got a few lighthearted pieces as well. A timid person is frightened before a danger, a coward during the time, and a courageous person afterward.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening for the good stuff.